让我们可以彼此问候，感谢主，谢主。
If you are here for the first time, we welcome you.
如果你是第一次来到我们当中，我们欢迎你。
Especially if anyone's online for the first time, we welcome you.
特别是第一次在网上跟我们一起聚会的弟兄姊妹，我们也欢迎您。
Amen. So next week is Easter.
下周的主日呢，是我们复活节的主日。
Friday is Passover.
那么从周五开始呢，就是逾越节。
So Friday is also Good Friday.
那么星期五呢，也是好的周五，好的星期五，公众讲。
Amen.
Amen.
And then Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday.
周五呢是主耶稣的圣诞，那么在周日呢是耶稣复活。所以下周日呢，我们会有一个特别的敬拜的方式来庆祝主耶稣的复活。
You know, our church, we are only looking for one thing.
在我们教会呢，我们只是追求一件事。
It's for God to be with us.
就是神与我们同在。
Not just here, but.Manifest His presence with us.
不管只在我们头脑当中，让神的同在彰显在我们当中。
Hallelujah. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1.
哥林多前书第十章第一节。
See, often Paul he uses imageries from the Old Testament to demonstrate a New Testament truth.
很多时候呢，使徒保罗会用在旧约里面的一些教育呢，来彰显在新约里面的一些教导真理。
Often we see the Old Testament is a shadow of what's coming in the New Testament.
我们知道说旧世是新世的影儿。
When we look at the life of Israel, we see the church.
当我们看到在旧约里面以色列他们的生命的时候，我们看到了教会。
When we look at the life of David, when we look at the life of Joseph, they reflect Christ.
当我们看到大卫的生命，我们看到约瑟的生命的时候，他们向我们显明了耶稣的生命。
So the Old Testament gives us a picture of what's coming in the New Testament.
所以在旧约里面，像给我们展示的新约里面要发生的事情。
And in the New Testament, we have a full revelation.
那么到了新约的时候，我们有一个完整的启示。
Jesus.
关于耶稣的一个启示。
Here in Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1.Something very peculiar is written here.
那么在哥林多前书十章第一节，这里是很特别的一件事情有提到。
He said, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized in Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate and.The same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
这里从格林多前书十章一到四节，我们一起读弟兄们，我们不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖先从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食。他也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
You see, Paul talks about in the Old Testament, the people of Israel, they were thirsty.
保罗说呢，在旧约里面，我们知道说那些以色列百姓他们在沙漠里面的时候，他们很饥渴。
And so in the Old Testament, in the wandering of the wilderness, they moaned and complained to Moses.
所以当以色列的百姓他们在旷野当中行走的时候，他们向摩西埋怨诉苦。
And because they need water.
因为他们需要水来解渴。
And so God told Moses to strike the rock.
所以呢，耶和华神呢就指示摩西用他的杖来击打这个磐石。
And when he did that, the rock gushed out water.
当他这样做的时候呢，就从磐石当中就涌流出活水。
And then the second time it happened again, where the people were moaning to Moses because they need water again.
所以那么相同的事情又再次发生。第二次他们又向摩西埋怨说他们想要喝水。
This time, God told Moses to speak to the rock, and the water will come out.
这一次呢，神给摩西的指示说，对 对那个磐石说话，那么那个水就可以从磐石当中出来。
But Moses disobeyed God.
但这一次呢，摩西没有顺服神的指示。
Because he was very angry with Israel.
因为他对那些以色列的百姓非常的恼怒。
And instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock like the first time.
与其呢按照神的指示对磐石说话，他就像第一次一样用他的杖去击打那个磐石。
And as a result, Moses was punished by God.That he would not enter the promised land.
出于这样一个结果呢，那么摩西受了神的惩罚，他就不可以进入神的应许之地迦南美地。
That mistake of Moses cost him all that he worked for.
所以摩西所犯的这么小小的一个错误，给他付上了一个惨痛的一个代价。
To us, it's no big deal because water still came out.
可能对于我们来说不是一件大不了的事情，因为水还是继续的涌流出来。
But to God, it was a serious.Disobedience.
但是对于神而言，却是一个非常严重的不顺服。
Somehow, spiritually, it has an impact.
但是在属灵方面有一个很大的影响。
And as a result, Moses, after spending all that time tolerating Israel, was forbidden by God to enter the promised land.
所以。就是因为这样的一个结果呢，那么摩西虽然他花了这么多年去忍耐以色列人，带领他们进入到迦南美地，他自己却不能进入那个迦南地。
Now, that story about the rock giving water is just a story.
那我们看到刚才讲的说，从那个磐石里面出水，好像只是一个故事。
But in verse 4 we read here, Paul says that rock that gave water is Jesus.
但是在哥林多前书十章四节这里讲的说，其实这个水从属灵意义上来讲，这个从磐石里面涌出来的水，这个磐石就是基督他自己。
So New Testament explains to us that rock that God told Moses to strike and to speak to gushed out water is in fact representing Christ.
所以在新约当中，保罗神想告诉我们，在旧约里面我们看到的那个摩西击打并且用言语命令那个水出来的那个磐石，其实就是代表了基督。
So therefore, we need to go back to those two instances to see what is it that it reveals to us about Jesus.
所以我们需要回到旧约里面这里两处提到这个磐石这个故事里面，来真的去明白神所指的这个属灵的磐石的意义。
Because Paul doesn't explain to us.
因为保罗这里没有很详细的一个解释。
He just gives us the answer, but does not explain to us why.
他只是告诉我们一个结论，但是并没有告诉我们为什么。
Today we're going to learn why.
今天我们要一起来学习为什么说基督就是这个磐石。
So in Exodus chapter 17, we see the first time where God told Moses to strike the rock.
在出埃及记的十七章五到六节，这里我们看到这第一次耶和华神命令摩西用杖击打那个磐石。
The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people, take with you some of the elders of the Israel, and take your hand in your hand the staff which you struck the Nile and go."
这里说耶和华对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。
And then the verse 6 says, I will stand there before you by the rock of Horeb, which is Sinai, yeah? Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did thisIn the sight of the elders of Israel.
第六节接着说，我必在合力的磐石那里站在你的面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。
Amen. So, if the rock is Christ,
如果我们说这个磐石，属灵的磐石就是基督的话
，and to get water from the rock, you have to strike it.
如果我们要从这磐石当中得到水的话，我们要击打那个磐石。
And I told you that the Old Testament is a picture of the New Testament.
我刚刚跟大家说了，旧约呢是新约的一个影子。
That is a picture of Jesus being struck by the Romans.
所以这个图片告诉就是耶稣基督被罗马士兵他们击打的一个
That is a picture of Jesus being struck and punished, his body being broken.
这就是耶稣基督他的身体被鞭打被破碎。
So therefore, when we come to Easter,
所以当我们来到复活节的时候
one thing that we forget that Jesus not only died for us, but he suffered for us.
有一件事情我们常常忘记说，主耶稣不光为我们死，他也同样为我们受苦。
Because when you see the Passover lamb in the Old Testament, the owner never struck the lamb.
因为当我们在旧约里面看到那些以色列人他们过逾越节，他们吃那个羊的时候，他们绝对没有去击打那个羊羔。
In fact, they bring the lamb in and look after it, take care of it.
相反，他们会把那个要吃的那只羊羔呢带到家中，然后好好的去看管。
And then when it came to Passover, they killed the lamb and roast it and eat it.
那么到了逾越节的时候呢，他们就会宰杀那只羊，然后呢烤熟以后，然后全家一起吃。
But nowhere do you see in the Old Testament that the lamb was beaten, was whipped, was broken.
但是我们在旧约里没有看到一处有提到这个要被吃的这个逾越节羔羊呢，会杀之前会被鞭打、被破碎。
And yet we see Jesus not only crucified, but before he was crucified, he was beaten, he was stripped, he was whipped. So blood came out of him. His body was torn.
所以但是相反我们看到主耶稣他自己在他被钉十字架之前他所受到的鞭打击打和那些破碎使他的身体都有流血
Isaiah tells us in 53 Isaiah 53 tells us that this is what's happening
在以赛亚书53章先知以赛亚已经向我们预言了要发生在主耶稣身上的事
So why did Jesus have to be broken? Why did Jesus have to be punished?
为什么主耶稣他在被钉十字架之前要受苦，他要受到这个刑罚呢
？Why can't he just die on the cross？
为什么他就不能直接就去到十字架被钉死就好了
？But why did he have to suffer so much？
为什么他要经过这么多的苦难呢
？Because on the cross, he and God agreed a new covenant.
因为在十字架上，父神和子他们同意了一个新的约定。
And that new covenant.On Passover day was all about redeeming our lives. It's all about a new covenant for us, the forgiveness of God.
这个新的盟约是关乎在这个复活节的时候来将我们赎回，给我们带来罪的赦免。
But Isaiah tells us, by His stripes we are healed.
但是在以赛亚书里面非清楚地说到，因着他的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Therefore, the beating of Jesus was additional benefit in the new covenant that Jesus Himself wanted for us.
所以换言之，就是耶稣基督他的鞭、他的受苦，是给我们一个额外的一个益处，让我们可以得医治。
Because it has nothing to do with redeeming us, but it has everything to do with healing us.
因为耶稣基督的受苦跟他的救赎的这个计划是没有关系的，而是为了给我们带来更大的一个益处。
Today, when we get healed by Jesus, it's because of His beating.
今天我们因着耶稣基督得医治，是借着他的鞭伤。
He did not need to do that for us.
他根本不需要为我们做这些。
These are additional blessings that Jesus wanted for us.
这是主耶稣他自己愿意为我们换来的这个额外的祝福。
And that is why, as a church, we have to graciously believe and receive healing.
所以，对于作为一个教会，我们要真的是满有感恩恩典的心来领受神的医治。
And that is why it is a tragedy for the church to say there is no healing for today.
所以真的是对于教会他们觉得没有医治的话是何等大的一个悲哀
Then explain to me why did Jesus have to be beaten
因为这个告诉我了为什么主耶稣他自己要经历这些鞭伤和受苦
Please brothers and sisters don't waste the love of Jesus for us
所以弟兄姊妹让我们真的不要浪费了耶稣基督对我们的爱
His body was so broken so that you and I could be healed
耶稣基督他的身体如此的破碎，以致让我们可以因此得医治。
How can we ever say, I don't believe it?
我们如何？我们怎么可以说我们不相信呢？
Amen. He paid a price.
耶稣基督付上了一个
很大的代价。The death of Jesus Christ paid for us the forgiveness of God and a new covenant.
耶稣基督的死为我们带来罪的赎价 和一个新的盟约。
He shed his blood.
他流他的宝血。
Beating was all about healing your body, your mind, everything that's wrong about us.
但是耶稣基督他的鞭伤，他的受苦是给我们带来医治，我们的灵魂、灵、心身、身、心身灵的一个医治。
To give life to our bodies.
让我给我们的肉体带来医治。
That's why when in our communion we have to eat the body of Christ.
所以当我们领圣餐的时候，我们吃那个饼代表了耶稣基督的身体。
He said, "My body is broken for who? For you."
耶稣基督说，我的身体为你破碎。
Have you ever wondered why we have to eat the body of Christ?
有没有想过为什么我们要吃那个耶稣基督破碎的身体呢？
That the body, that the bread has to be broken.
为什么那个饼要被掰开呢？
Because that represents His body being struck.
因为那个代表了耶稣基督的身体被破碎或鞭打。
Those of you know, when the Romans when they struck Jesus, it was horrific.
其实很多我们看过那些影片的知道说，当罗马士兵来鞭打耶稣基督的时候，是非常残忍的。
They punched him in the face.
他们拳头击打他的脸。
They slapped him.
他们打他的脸。
They spat on him.
他们吐口水唾弃他。
By the temple guards of the high priest before they even went to the Romans.The temple guards.
那个在殿圣殿里面那些士兵卫兵。
Jesus was already beaten up before the Roman soldiers got hold of him.
在罗马士兵来接耶稣基督的时候，他们主耶稣已经被那些人所鞭打了。
Many people does not realize Jesus was beaten twice.
很多人没有意识到主耶稣其实被鞭打了两次。
One was by the religious leaders.
第一次呢，是被那些宗教领袖所鞭打的。
They spat in his face, they struck Jesus' face with their fists, they blindfolded him and they mocked him.
他们那些宗教领袖，他们吐口水在身上，他们用拳头击打他，把他的眼睛蒙上来羞辱他。
And then they gave him over to the Roman soldiers.
然后在经历了这样的击打以后，他们再把他转交给罗马士兵。
And the Roman soldiers with whips that with nails, literally, Isaiah said, they plowed my back.
然后呢，那些罗马士兵拿着带了那个钉的那些皮鞭来鞭打耶稣，就让他皮开肉绽。
In other words, when they whip you, the nails go into your flesh and you pull the flesh out.
就是那个皮鞭带钉的那个皮鞭鞭打你的时候，会把你的那个让你的皮开肉绽，就是你的皮肤都会被撕裂开。
And they put a crown of thorns on.
然后他们把那个荆棘的那个冠冕戴在他头上。
None of that in the Old Testament in Passover was necessary.
耶稣基督经历的所有这一切，在旧约里面那些逾越节，所有节期当中都不是必须的。
But he was beaten twice, mocked twice for your sake, my sake.
但是他却为了你和我的缘故，两次被击打，两次被羞辱。
That's why the only thing you can do to thank Jesus is to believe and receive.
所以我们能做的来感谢耶稣基督为我们做的一切，就是凭信心来领受他给我们的医治。
And that's why when Moses looked at the rock, it is a shadow of beaten Christ.
所以当摩西所击打的那个磐石，就是预表了要被击打的耶稣基督。
For God, you and me, the first time the rock has to be struck.
所以为了让神可以祝福你和我，第一次必须要用那个杖去击打那个磐石。
The first time Jesus has to suffer violence.
第一次耶稣基督必须受到很残忍的一个折磨。
In order to receive the water that is life flowing out to give us blessings.
为了可以领受从里面出来的这个活水，代表这个祝福给我们。
Amen. I don't know why, but God chose that way.
我不明白为什么要主耶稣要走这么一招，但是是神的一个选择。
That rock was struck.
那个磐石被击打了。
That's how God determined we to be blessed.
这是神所决定的，让我们蒙祝福的一种方式。
Second time.
那么第二次。
We read in Numbers chapter 20, verse 7.
我们看到民数记的二十章七到十二节。
Verse 7. It says here, the Lord said to Moses, take the staff.Your brother Aaron, gather the assembly together, speak to that rock. This time it's not the elders, the assembly, a whole lot of people, right? He said, speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so that they and their livestock can drink.
这里说，民数记二十章七到十二节，耶和华晓谕摩西说。你拿着杖去和你的哥哥亚伦招聚会众，这一次呢不是在长老面前，是在会众面前，在他们眼前吩咐磐石发出水来，水就从磐石流出来给会众和他们的牲畜喝。
Verse 9, so Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them,Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock? Then Moses raised his arms and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank.
然后第九节，于是摩西照耶和华所吩咐的，从耶和华面前取了杖去。摩西亚伦就召聚会众到磐石前，摩西说，你们这些背叛的人，听我说，我为你们使水从这磐石中流出来吗？摩西举手用杖击打磐石两下，就有许多水流出来，会众和他们的牲畜都喝了。
You see, this time God said to Moses, speak to the rock in front of the assembly.
这一次耶和华神吩咐摩西是对这个磐石说话。
The key to interpreting this scripture is that assembly.
那么这一次呢，摩西的这个举动呢，是在会众面前所做的。
God's will, that rock, is now Jesus as the church.
耶稣基督神在会众面前做这样的事，是让耶稣基督来预表那个教会。
That rock is the body of Christ.
这个磐石预表了耶稣基督的身体。
Because he did it in front of the assembly. Another word for assembly is the church.
因为他是在会众面前，在众人面前做的事，所以这个众人就代表这个教会。
So God's will is not to strike the church, but to speak to the church.
所以神的旨意并不是来击打教会，而是要对教会说话。
Because Jesus has already suffered for us.
因为第一次耶稣已经为我们受难。
There is no price to be paid by the church.
对于教会来说，没有任何其他的代价需要付了。
We don't need to be, you see, the church is the body of Christ. It does not need striking.
教会作为基督的身体不需要再受到击打。
Amen? It needs loving.
需要的是爱。
It needs speaking to.
需要说神对教会说话。
That's why God's methodTo encourage us is by speaking to us.
所以神来鼓励教会的方式是对教会说话。
Because God knows when He prophesies to us, when He speaks to us, life will flow from the church.
因为神知道，当他对我们发预言的时候，当他亲自对教会说话的时候，从教会就会有生命活水流出来。
What will make life flow from you is not by striking you.
使我们里面有生命活出来，并不是靠着击打我们。
Are you glad?
大家是不是庆幸呢？
Imagine, right? I said, okay, we need to bless the church. Okay, Betty, this is your turn this week.
想象一下，如果神说如果我们要祝福教会，那么我们就去那一个姊妹每次轮流。
After the worship, we get whipped and we start breaking her, and she pours out her blood. Her body is broken.
所以想象一下，如果我们在聚会完以后，我们请一个Betty姊妹出来，然后当她受了击打鞭打，然后满身流血。
But even if we didn't do any physical beating, just purely striking the church with your words, judging the church is not what God wants.
我们不光是说肉体上的一个击打，但是如果我们是在那话语上用神的话语来论断和审判这个教会的话，都不是神的旨意。
What God wants is for us to encourage each other.
神的心意对于我们来说是让我们在彼此照旧。
God wants to speak to us.
神想对我们说话。
It is through speaking that we are encouraged. It is through speaking to us that we flow life out of the church.
因为借着神的说话，让我们可以受到鼓励。神的说话，让我们可以流淌生命出来。
And that is why the church, when it's filled by the Holy Spirit, we can all hear the voice of God.
所以当教会被圣灵所充满的时候，我们都可以听到神的声音。
And that is why it's vital for the church today to be able to hear Him.
所以对于如今当今的教会是很重要，来听到神的声音。
Because He wants to speak to the rock.
因为神要对这个磐石说话。
And when He speaks to the rock will flow water.
当神对这个磐石说话的时候，它这个里面就有水流淌出来。
And that is why it's such a big sin for Moses to strike the church.
所以就是当摩西用杖来击打这个磐石的时候，犯下了很大一个罪。
It is not God's will to strike the church.
因为并不是神的心意来击打教会。
That is why, brothers and sisters, don't hurt the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要来伤害主的教会。
Don't break the church.
不要来让教会分裂。
Don't divide the church.
也不要使教会分裂。
But love the church.
那是要来爱这个教会。
Encourage the church.
来彼此造就鼓励。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, prophesy to one another.
保罗在哥林多后书说，我们彼此发预言。
Because as we prophesy to each other, the church is edified, and as the church is edified.Revelation of God comes to us, and out of it flows living water from the church.
因为当我们彼此发预言的时候，我们彼此得到造就。当我们彼此造就的时候，神的启示进入到我们当中，那么神的生命会借此流淌出来。
But throughout church history, the leaders, the enemy, have been striking the church.
但是在整个教会的历史当中。仇敌是一直在击打这个教会。
It's like the image of Moses disobeying God instead of loving the church, instead of encouraging the church. One person after another, they've been striking the church.
就好像一个图那个图图画一样，就是在摩西他与其是对用他的话语来鼓励造就这个教会，但是他们一次又一次来击打和鞭打教会。
Because if you strike the church, God's going to be angry.
因为当我们来击打教会的时候，神会恼怒。
Like he was angry with Moses.
就好像神对摩西动怒一样。
Brothers and sisters, that's how God feels about the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是从这里我们可以看到神对教会的一个心意。
Jesus has already done all the suffering.
耶稣基督已经受了所有的苦难。
His body was already broken for us.
他的身体已经为我们破碎了。
And when it comes to the New Testament.
当我们来到新约的时候
When it comes to the church,
当我们进入这个教会时代的时候
God gives us grace.
神给我们极大的恩典
There's nothing you and I can do more.
你和我不需要做任何更多的事情
We are to remind ourselves, remind each other the goodness of God.
你和我们要彼此来、提醒大家记得神的良善
Instead of judging the church, judging one another, we should be prophesying.To encourage.
以及来论断教会，以及来击打教会，我们要来彼此发预言，来造就彼此。
That's God's intention.
这才是神的一个心意。
And yet, throughout history, we see the church being struck over and over again.
但是在过去的历史当中，我们看到主的教会一次击灭一次的击打。
The church suffers over and over again.
教会受到了很多很多的磨难。
That's never been God's intention.
但这一切都不是神的一个旨意当中。
Amen. So therefore, what do we do at the church?
所以当我们作为主的教会，我们应该做什么呢？
We need to listen.
我们需要来聆听。
And let Him speak.
让神亲自对我们说话。
And then when we receive, we speak to each other.
当我们领受神的启示的时候，我们彼此造就。
Amen.If we do, the church will be edified. If we do, the church will have life.
当我们这样做的时候，教会会被造就，教会也开始有生命。
And this is what the devil is trying to stop in the church.
这也是魔鬼，这是在教会当中来阻止我们所做的事。
To silence the voice of God speaking to you and me.
不让神让神的声音缄默在我们当中，让我们听不到神的声音。
To cause misunderstanding that God does not answer prayer, that God is not listening to you.
在我们当中引起很多的误解，让我们认为说神是不聆听我们的祷告，神不在乎我们。
And every church that is of God, the enemy trying to bring division.
每一个神的教会，仇敌都想带来很大的分裂。
What for?
为了什么呢
？In order to stop the voice of God.
是为了听阻止神的声音被听见。
Brothers and sisters, the biggest difference between the church and Israel is this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道教会跟以色列百姓他们最大的一个区别就是
，The church is a prophetic body。
这个教会是一个先知预言、先知性的一个。
It hears God's voice and it speaks on behalf of God。
因为它可以听到神的声音，并且要代表神来发声。
Hallelujah, Amen. The church is a prophetic voice。
教会应该有先知性的一种声音。
That's why in the Old Testament we often see Israel being more of a priest.
但我们在看到在以色列的民主，他们是多像个祭司。
Coming towards God.
他们来到神的面前。
On behalf of the people.
来代表那些百姓。
But the church is more like a prophet.
但是教会更像一个先知。
Telling the people.
告诉百姓。
And so we see the difference between the two rocks, both for Christ.But one is when he was punished and broken in Easter, and the other one is the church.
所以我们看这两次这个事件，两个石头代表基督。第一次是基督他的身体被击打，为我们付上代价。那么第二次这个磐石说是代表教会。
So what is the devil doing?
那么这个仇敌想做什么呢
？What is the devil doing?
仇敌魔鬼想做什么呢
？He's striking the church.
他是想来击打教会
，striking your family，
来击打你的家庭
，because you are the church，
因为你就是教会。
That's why there's lots of trouble in our homes。
这也是为什么在我们家庭当中有很多问题。
Will strike you，
因为仇敌要尝试来击打我们。
Amen。That is why we feel struck all the time。
这是为什么我们觉得我们经常会受到各种各样的击打。
But if we listen to God。
但是如果我们来聆听神的话
，We can encourage each other.
我们可以彼此来勉励。
Hallelujah. If just can you imagine if I've been through a very hard week, I've been struck, and I come to church, and then other people continue to strike me.
那你没想象，如果我们过了一个很艰难的一周，可能在生活当中我们已经受到很多各种各样的击打。来到教会以后，我们会继续受到。教会人给我们的击打。
I remember having a very tough week at work where I was persecuted by the bosses, persecuted by lots of people, struck.
我记得以前我在公司里面被我的上司批评，然后被我的很多同事击打，然后心情非常低落。
And then when it came to Sunday, I changed my clothes into pastor.
然后呢，主日的时候呢，我就换上我牧师的一个军装。
And then I go to church.
然后去到教会。
Then complain, struck.
然后我又继续的埋怨，继续的击打。
Then I realized, like Moses, he says struck twice, once at work, once in church.
所以就说摩西击打了两次，一次是在公司里面，一次是在教会里面。
And obviously, I am not gracious.
只是很明显，我不是很有感恩的人。
I strike back.
因为我说我并不是说人家击打我，我就会击打回去。
So, you strike me, I strike back.
因为你击打我，我会还手。
There's no talking, it's just striking.
没有对话，只是彼此互相的一个击打。
But that's not what Paul wants.
但这并不是保罗想要告诉我。
He said we all have the same spiritual drink.
他说这里我们都是同饮一个属灵的。
We need the same life.
我们都需要同一个生命。
You need that life, and I need that life as desperately as ever.
你和我都非常迫切的需要这个生命。
What is that life that we need?
我们所需要的这个生命是什么呢
？What is that water we need?
这个我们所需要这个灵水是什么呢
？It's the voice of God.
就是神的声音。
The word of God.
神的道。
To cleanse us.So to quench our thirst.
来神的话语来满足我们的饥渴，我们的渴慕。
Brothers and sisters, what you and I need desperately today is to hear the voice of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天你和我迫切的需要的就是能听到神的声音。
Is to receive a new revelation from God.
就是人领受从神那来的一个新的一个启示。
Is to be touched by the word of God.
就是被神的道所亲自所触摸感动。
And if we listen to God,
如果我们真的可以听到神的声音的时候，
we can be better than Moses.
我们可以比摩西都更好。
That we speak to the church, not strike the church.
这样我们可以对教会说话，而不是来击打教会。
Remember, the church is a prophetic church.
记住，我们说的教会是一个先知预言型的一个肢体教会。
It means you can hear God.
什么意思呢？就是说教会可以听到神的声音。
Speak on behalf of God.
说我们可以代表神来发声。
You can encourage somebody through God.
我们神可以借着我们来造就我们的肢体。
You could say something that you didn't realize it comes from God, and that person when they listen, feel God is speaking to them.
可能你会说一些话，你自己都没有意识到是神借着你在说话。当听到的人听到以后呢，会觉得是神在，真的是神的爱向他显明了。
Luke chapter 22,
路加福音二十二章
verse 63.
路加福音二十二章六十三节。
Let's see this. Jesus was arrested.
这里说主耶稣已经被逮捕了。
They took him to the temple.
然后他们把他带到圣殿里面。
By the religious leaders.
被那些宗教的领袖。
This is not the Roman soldiers. These are the Jews.
这一次哈，最新的还不是罗马士兵呢，还是那些宗教的领袖。
They represent the Old Testament.
他们代表了旧约。
They represent the law.
他们代表旧约里面的律法。
They represent the tradition of man.
他们代表了人的那些传统。
They represent what the enemy wants.
他们代表了是仇敌所想要做的事。
Even when they ask, "Are you the Son of God?" the Pharisee, the Sanhedrin asked Jesus, "Are you the Son of God?"
当那些撒都该人问耶稣说，你是神的儿子吗？
And Jesus said, "It is as you say."
耶稣说啊，说就如你所说的。
In other words, yes.
换言之，说是的。
Now, if you are the religious leader, and here's a man who claims to be the Son of God.
如果我们是换位想好，如果我们是那宗教领袖，当时在你面前站那个人，宣称自己是神子。
Even if you don't believe him,
就算你不相信他
，Can you imagine he could be?
因为可能你有一个念头，就说他可能是哦。
Would you strike him?
如果你说他有可能是神的儿子，那你还会击打他吗
？Would you mock him?
你还会去嘲笑他吗
？Just in case Jesus.Is the Son of God? I will be in trouble.
万一他真的是神的儿子，那如果我这样做，我不是惹麻烦了吗
？He did all those miracles, raised the dead.
他做了这么多的神迹，让死人复活。
And yet the religious leader was so hard-hearted.
但是那些所有的宗教领袖，他们的心如此的刚硬。
As soon as when Jesus said, "Yes, he is the Son of God," they said, "What more evidence do we need? Let's take him to Pilate and crucify him."
当主耶稣回答他们的问题说我就是神的儿子的时候他们说我们还需要怎么样的证据呢就把他带去吧他亵渎神了
Those religious leaders are now in hell
我们知道那些宗教领袖现在是在地狱里面
I don't know what they're thinking
我不知道他们现在在想什么
They must be saying Well, he is the Son of God
可能他们想着哇他原来真的是神的儿子
And then it's all your fault You punched him
然后他们可能会彼此的折，彼此推卸的人说，就是因为你打了他。
But you don't even want you spat at him.
他说可能你做的更糟糕，你吐口水在他脸上。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine that scene?
弟兄姊妹，你们可以想象到这样一个场景。
But all the time, the devil was the one that's making all this happen.
其实这所有一切的事情发生的。幕后主手就是撒旦魔鬼。
And to finish, we read this verse in the men who guarded Jesus began mocking and beating him.
我们看到那些看守耶稣的人就开始戏弄他，打他。
Verse 64, they blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?"
他们又蒙着他的眼睛问他说：“你是先知，就告诉我们打你的是谁。”
The devil is saying to you and me, "You are the church."
魔鬼今天好像似乎在对我们说，如果你说你是教会
，Are you really the church?
你真的是教会吗
？Do you really believe in Jesus?
你真的相信耶稣基督吗
？Prophesy to me.
那你就对我发预言吧。
Show me that he's still alive.
来向我证明他仍然是活着的。
Show me that he still speaks.
向我们证明他今天仍然在发生。
You see, the devil will always attack one thing in the church.
魔鬼总是在教会当中一个东西来攻击我们。
It's the prophetic anointing.
就是我们这种先知预言性的恩膏
that the God has given the church.
是神所赐给教会的
because the devil does not want the church to ever say anything from heaven.
因为魔鬼不想教会说任何关乎天堂的事
the devil does not want you and I to prophesy.
因为他不想你和我任何一个人可以发预言
so right there the devil's mocking Jesus.
就好像在那个时候魔鬼在来面嘲弄耶稣一样
you wantTo raise up a church?
你想要来兴起一个教会吗
You raise up a prophetic people?
你想来兴起这些有先知恩膏的一群人
They spat at him, smacked him and say, Go on and tell me and mock the prophetic spirit.
他们真的是去击打他 去唾弃他然后 来嘲笑那种属灵的那个先知预言性恩膏
Today, the church has been mocked.
今天这个教会受到了很大的一个羞辱。
Whenever you mention the word prophecy, people go, "Whoa, don't talk prophecy to me."
当我们今天说起预言的时候，很多人说，哦，你不要向我发预言。
It's right. This is the right time now. On Passover, this is Passover. We're going to say to the devil, we're going to, as a church, we're going to start speaking on behalf of God.
今天从我们这个逾越节信就开始，我们真的要就是壮胆对魔鬼说，我们要代表神来发预言。
We're going to spend time with God. We're going to listen to His voice. We all of us need to get on our knees and begin to hear God for our families.
我们都要真的花时间来亲近神，来听神的声音。我们要为了我们的家人，我们要来听神的声音。
And we're going to talk to the church and encourage the church.
并且我们来要对教会来说话，来鼓励造就神的教会。
Every word that comes from our mouth is prophetic.
让我们从口中说出的每一句话都是带有先知恩膏的
Because the prophetic spirit testifies who Jesus is.
因为只有用先知预言的那种灵来见证的耶稣基督是谁
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
先知预言的灵正是耶稣基督一个见证
So let's become a people that speaks to the church.
让我们成为一个能对教会说话发声的一群人
so that life comes out of us.
这样说有从我们里面有生命流淌出来
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们祷告 Heavenly Father, 亲爱的天父
I ask you God to forgive us of our sins.
主要求你来赦免我们一切的罪
If we ever have divided the church.
如果我们用任何的方式使教会分裂
If we ever have judged the church.
如果我们曾经做了任何论断教会的事
Father, I ask you, Lord, to forgive us.
主啊，求你今天来亲自来饶恕。
To help us to love the church like the way you love the church.
主啊，帮助我们来爱教会，就像你如此爱教会一样。
Father, I ask you, God, to raise up a prophetic anointing in this church.
主啊，求你在我们当中有兴起一个先知预言能高。
That in our worship, Lord, it is becomes prophetic. In our preaching, it's prophetic.In our conversation, they are prophetic.
主在我们的敬拜当中，在我们的讲道当中和我们彼此谈论当中，都带有先知预言的恩膏。
In our fellowship with each other, we speak words of encouragement.
在我们与彼此的团体当中，我们可以说鼓励智慧的言语。
So that Lord, anyone who comes to this church, anyone who in contact with this church will be blessed.
所以每一个与教会有相连接、有接触的，都因此而蒙福。
Because when they encounter anybody in the church, they encounter the prophetic spirit.
因为每一个与教会有接触的人，他们就与这个先知预言的恩膏有接触，这个灵有接触。
God, you will encourage those who are downhearted.
主啊，你要亲自来鼓励那些破碎的心、忧伤的灵。
You will heal those who need a touch from you.
主啊，你要亲自的医治那些真的需要从你们得到触摸的。
So in this Easter, Father, I ask you, God, when we worship, when we come together, let the spirit of prophecy come on us.
主要就我们祷告在这个月节这个复活节期间，让我们来敬拜你的时候，主愿你先知预言的这个灵就降临在我们当中。
Speak to us, Lord.
来亲自对我们说话。
We need to be encouraged.
因为我们需要得到你的鼓励。
Help us to speak to each other and to encourage each other.
也帮助我们可以彼此来鼓励和造就。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah. Let's take a few moments if there's anyone here today.
让我们花一点时间，如果我们当中有任何人
you know you've been striking the church,
如果你知道你做了任何击打教会的事
take a few moments and say, Lord, I'm so sorry, forgive me.
让我们花一点时间来到神面前来认罪悔改
Anoint me to encourage you.
主要求你帮助我来鼓励你的教会
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
好，让我们站立起来一起来敬拜
Because I really believe the Holy Spirit is going to release, activate the prophetic anointing, the spirit of prophecy on us.
我觉得像圣灵会释放并且开启在我们当中有这个先知预言的这个恩膏在我们当中。
Let Him edify the church.
让神亲自来造就他的教会。
Let us all be lifted up.
让我们每个人都被高举。
And be greatly encouraged.
让我们被受到极大的一个勉励。
Anyone who's waiting for a word from the Lord，
我们当中任何人，如果你在等候神的一个话语
，Believe with all your heart that you will receive it。
让我们满心的相信，我们能领受神的话语。
That God will speak to you。
相信神会对你说话。
And let Him decide how to speak to you。
让神来决定他用怎样的方式对你说话。
Yes, I want to repeat that.
我想再跟大家重复。
If you are waiting for a word from the Lord,
如果你在等候神的一个话语
，God will come.
神会来。
But let Him speak to you the way He chooses, not the way you want.
让我们按照神所选定的方式，不是按照我们的方式来对我们说话。
Be open.
让我们来打开我们的心。
I know there are people to hear today. You are desperately want to hear from the Lord.
我知道我们当中有些人，你非常迫切的想听到神的声音。
I want you to know that it is more, God is more than keen to talk to you.
我想让你知道并确认，神非常非常愿意、迫切想要对你说话。
And let Him speak to you as you worship Him.
当你在敬拜他的时候，愿神来对我们说话。
Let Him put the words into your heart.
让神把他的话语。
So that when you go home, you suddenly realize God has touched you.
可能当你回到家中的时候，你突然意识到神原来已经触摸了你。
Hallelujah, Father, I ask you to bring reality to all of us.
主啊，想你把这样的实感带到我们当中。
Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名。
come forward.
请来到前面。
Especially those people who need to hear from God.
特别是我们当中有人，你真的很迫切需要听到神的声音。
Say, God, I really would love to hear from you.
说父啊，我真的是很想听到你的声音。
你话主啊，我真好想听到你。You come forward, and somebody will pray for you.
请你来到前面，我们的施工团队会为你祷告。
I believe when they pray for you, the Lord will speak.
我相信当他牧羊祷告的时候，神会记得他对你们对你说话。
But if you don't need to hear God's voice today, you just want someone to pray for you, just come forward before we finish.
但如果你不一定需要听到神的声音，但是你就是有自己的需要，那我们同样会可以为你代祷。
Come forward.
请我们邀请你来到前面。
And then somebody will pray for you.
然后我们的代祷团队会为你代祷。
Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to.Step out in an act of faith.
那时候我们需要迈出那个信心的一步。
To allow the Holy Spirit to honor your faith.
让圣灵来尊崇你的信心。
You'll be amazed what God can do.
会神所做的事情会让你大大。
If you have a need, before we close, you come forward to the front.
如果你真的有个需要，在我们结束之前，请你一定来到前面。
There is a person here today.
我们当中有一个人。
I'm not sure you're here or you're online or whoever you're going to listen to me later on during the week.
我不知道今天是在实体教会还是网上，或者在之后你会听我们这个讲到录音。
You see yourself as a black sheep of the family.
你把你自己当成这个家庭里面那个一只黑羊。
You are the odd one out.
你是这个家里当中好像很另类的一个。
And you feel.Totally misunderstood and rejected by your family.
你觉得你被你的家人完全的误解和拒绝。
So much so that in society, your friends also misunderstand you.
就是因为这样子，甚至你在你身边的朋友、你社交圈子的人，他们也常常误解你。
It seems like wherever you go in your family and outside your family, you are misunderstood.
好像是不管你在家里面，还是你在外面结交的人，他们都常常的误解你。
I believe God is saying to you.
我相信今天神要对你说。
You are not a black sheep. I know you.
你并不是你眼中那只黑羊，
And、
我认识。
I know you by name.
我按照你的名字来认识你。
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
哦，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.You are not a black sheep.
你并不是你自己眼中那只黑羊。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Come forward and let people pray for you.
请大家我鼓励你来到前面，我们为你祷告。
为他祈祷。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come forward. Hallelujah. Bashi karamashi.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
感谢主。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
谢谢你主。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for every person here today. That you will touch them.
主愿你来亲自的
触摸。Know their hearts.
主你知道他们的心。
That they may know you.
让他们可以认识。
Who they are.
让他认识他们真实的身份。
Thank you.
谢谢你主。
That the broken body of Jesus Christ is enough to heal me.
耶稣基督破碎的身体足够来医治我。奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm asking to please be seated. Today's service is over.
大家请坐，我们今天的聚会到此结束。
Amen. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢大家。
Bye everyone online.